Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Anna Scheller, and apparently we're still having technical problems. This was a pre-recorded show that was supposed to go up, and I'm really not sure what to say here, except that it was a fabulous show. So I thought we had a pre-record going, and I'm not sure what to say. I thought anyway, so we had this fabulous interview with Matt, and Matt was an Air Force officer who was who got out of the Air Force because he decided he didn't want to work for somebody else. So anyway, he wasn't working for someone else and ended up going into corporate sales. And he was doing so well in corporate sales that they bumped up his quota and reduced his commission. That didn't work out very well for him. And someone said, "Have you thought about the gumball machine business?" So anyway, that led to Matt taking, it was a very attractive option for Matt, basically because it was a low cost entry. I think he said it cost him like $30-something to get his first gumball machine. And based on that, he started his gumball business. And there were just a lot of lessons he learned from the gumball business. I am a little disconcerted about the show right now. I'm not sure what happened and why the show isn't airing like it was supposed to, because I've, I love technical challenges. They're really a lot of fun to work with. But if you're listening live to this episode, or you'd like to call in, go ahead and call in at 347-996-5006, 347-996-5006, and let's have a conversation about home business. This is a little unusual format for us, and again, I do apologize, I'm not not quite sure why the episode isn't airing as we planned, because we've aired episodes before that were pre-recorded. But if you're listening, please feel free to call in 347-996-5006. So some of the painful struggles that Matt endured as he invested in his business was that initially it wasn't cash flowing well enough, and he ended up working two jobs as he was getting his business started. That can be a pretty painful situation for a lot of people. You know, lots of folks don't even seem to be able to manage one job, let alone trying to work two jobs. I think he was a Domino's pizza delivery guy for a while as he was trying to get his business started. And so, you know, most of the mistakes that most entrepreneurs make when they get started really have to do with not planning enough capital, treating the business like a hobby. So because it's something that's secondary, because it's something that's not a primary job that's taking 40 hours a day, it can actually become, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. And so when you treat it that way, the problem with that is that if you treat it that you'll get to it when you have time or you'll squeeze it in, often you don't squeeze it in. Often you're kind of stuck. And so what you want to do is you want to treat it like a business. You want to set aside the time, set aside the place, set aside really actually a place, because it's so easy to just do it on the kitchen table. And even if the kitchen table is where you work, you want to have set business hours, because otherwise there's a likelihood that you won't get to it, or other things will get in the way and you won't be able to focus, won't be able to focus on your business. Again, I'd like to encourage you to join me. If you're with me, if you're listening live, call 347-996-5006. And again, I want to apologize for not having the actual show airing right now. I thought that had, I had taken care of that. So I'm going to have to do some research with Blog Talk Radio to find out what happened and why the episode with Matt Miller is not airing right now. And of course, we'll definitely get that episode up here for Matt. I'm just not sure what happened. To be honest, it's a little embarrassing because we are a professional show and this is the first time this has happened in a year and a half of broadcasting with Blog Talk Radio. All right. So, you know, think about what it takes to become an entrepreneur. What does it take? Well, it absolutely takes commitment to your vision, which means that you need to have clear vision for why you're in the business, clear vision for why you are in the business. It's really, really a powerful thought to go into business for yourself, and yet business for yourself, especially when you're staying home and you're working from home, is fraught with peril. And what I mean by that is that it's just so easy for family concerns to get in the way, or you can, because we're doing it for our family most of the time, it really can, how can I say it? We start to feel guilty because we're not spending as much time with our family, and they feel neglected because we're having to spend more time on our business. And so communication with your family is extremely, extremely critical. If you want to have, if you want to have a thriving business, you know, Matt got his whole family involved. I believe his daughter helped him out with the gumball business initially. And if you want to know more about it, you need to go to ssvbusiness.com, ssvbusiness.com. And you can go there and you can learn more. And if you go to ssvbusiness.com/blackbelt, there's a special offer there for you from Matt if you are interested in getting more information. It's a powerful thing to go into business for yourself, and yet it can be one of the most frustrating and one of the most challenging things, because so many people that go into business for themselves don't start out with a clear vision. They don't realize the time it's going to take. They don't plan well enough to take them through the first 6 months to a year, and they don't set realistic goals sometimes. So Matt has learned all those lessons. Matt can walk you through a lot of those challenges that you can have with a home-based business. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question for me, we have about 6 minutes left on the show today. You can call in at 347-996-5006. That's 347-996-5006. And you can ask me questions and we can talk. So what do you think most the mistakes that most new entrepreneurs make when they get started? What are some of the mistakes that most entrepreneurs make when they get started? Well, again, a lot of it comes to time management. Of course, what we're going to do is, I believe I can load the show up for airing or for the replay, so you can listen to this and you don't have to listen to me drone on. But at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to end our show right now and see if I can find out what happened with the radio show. So thank you so much for joining me. And join us again on Friday. Join us again on Friday at 12:30 for Black Belt Selling with Blog Talk Radio, where we will have a special guest all the way from Ireland, another success story. Thank you so much, and it will be live. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.